Chuck Harder. We'll help you survive this thing called life with all the people. Whatever your source of stress or strife, all the people is here.
Hello there. Hi, Chuck Harder. Glad to be with you. With me on the line right now is Mr. Peter Meissen. Peter, tell us about yourself, and I know that you are looking into global and domestic climate change issues.
Correct.
But tell us, what organization are you with, and what's on your radar screen?
I'm with the Global Energy Network Institute. We go by the acronym GENI, G-E-N-I. We conduct research and education and certainly want to promote and provoke and cajole policymakers, business leaders around the world to an energy strategy that is sustainable. And in specifics, the strategy that we focus on is the interconnection of electrical grids, transmission lines, between countries around the world. A good way of speaking it would be a world wide web of electricity. Also with an emphasis on tapping abundant but oftentimes remote renewable energy resources. That's a mouthful, but I could say it shortly, and we want to work on linking renewable resources around the world.
Okay, all of that is good stuff. You're talking to a guy who is somewhat of an engineer, and I have designed systems and what have you in the past, different electronic systems and satellite uplinks and stuff like that that myself and my colleagues have put together. Long story short, I don't see how practically you would transmit electrical power much more than 500 or 600 miles without the resistance of the wire just simply chomping it up.
It's an interesting and misconception in many, and one that I really, in the early days of our work, which was 15 years ago, had to resolve for myself. And I went to the leaders in the industry, whether they be the IEEE power engineers right. domestically, or there's an organization internationally, meets every couple of years in Paris. It's the acronym is CIGRE, C-I-G-R-E. It's the Large High Voltage Electric System experts from utilities and some of the large engineering firms globally, people like Siemens and ABB and Hitachi and Pirelli, the large wire manufacturing people. And years ago, and we can go back 40, 50 years ago, when the transmission, the economic transmission distance wasn't very far. It was a few hundred miles, really dictated by Ohm's law, which you sort of alluded to about the resistance in transmission lines causing heat loss and making it inefficient over just those few hundred miles. What happened in this, and we really have to determine the distinction between distribution lines, which are the ones you see over our homes and our businesses and our cities, and the high voltage transmission lines, which are the ones that really crisscross the deserts. You see them along highways and along railroads. Those are the high voltage transmission lines between regions, if you will.
We call them Christmas trees.
Okay, and they literally crisscross all of the developed world today. North America, Western Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, anywhere you and I pretty much travel in a first world sense. Today we've gone from a few hundred miles to 1,500 miles actually in the early 70s, and what was interesting about that is that's now able to link between time zones. The distance between a time zone is about 1,000 miles at the equator, a little bit shorter as you get further north and south. But now you could interconnect utilities from, a 7 o'clock to an 8 o'clock time zone, correct? And then one more time zone over was now 9 o'clock. And those peak demand periods are slightly off kilter, so it made sense for utilities to, if they could interconnect that transmission system between themselves and not have to turn on their most expensive and least used generator to meet that peak demand in the middle of the day, because they could buy it from a neighboring utility cheaper, it made sense to do that. Chuck, today, the economic and efficient transmission distance, albeit none have been built at this distance, is 4,000 miles. That's further than across the country. Most people don't know that. I have that material on our website, and that distance was doable a decade ago. The difficulty is you don't have many countries with that distance in their actual internal borders. Russia would be one of the few. So that's the if you will, new information about the thinking in transmission, and it sort of parallels some of the thinking in IT. We now make phone calls without any thought of the small delay, whether they be bouncing off of satellites or going in fiber optic under cable. There is sometimes that short delay because the speed of light is 22,000 whatever it is miles per second. And so that's why you see the delay in radio transmission or TV transmission or your phone call overseas. We can link systems. Really, in the easiest way to see that is on the Dymaxion map of Buckminster Fuller. Some people remember him. And you don't have to cross large oceans to do this. There are relatively few water crossings to actually interconnect country by country. Today, 100 countries are interconnected also. Half of the world is interconnected across borders today, but half of the countries are not. And most of those are like in Africa and Southeast Asia.
Hang on. We'll be right back with more coming out of your power plug.